KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The search for a Durban woman who went missing during heavy rains and floods almost a month ago has again yielded no results. Search and rescue personnel from Metro Police and the SAPS descended on Lamontville yesterday. It's after the Qabashe family made a plea for help. During the February floods, five people were reported missing in the area, four of which were recovered. Now, eThekwini Mayor Cyril Qaba says officials have been constantly searching the area despite their standard operating procedures. He was at the scene yesterday and met the family.
They are looking for closure, consulted a Sangoma, and they came back and said all indications that they get from these Sangomas are that the body is still kept in the canal here. Our search and rescue team has been to the spot that they showed us. They came back and said there doesn't look like there's any sign that the body is here. So we are not giving up.
The National Council of SPCAs has warned that South Africa is on the brink of an avian flu disaster due to government inaction. Senior Inspector Nazareth Appelsamy says another outbreak could devastate the poultry industry. He's called on Agricultural Minister John Steenhuisen to revise vaccination policies. Appelsamy says without urgent intervention, an outbreak is inevitable with dire economic and animal welfare consequences.
In the UK and the US, millions of birds are now currently infected. Producers are forced to cull these birds. We are concerned because these wild birds will migrate to South Africa. So this increases the chances of us also being infected.
To the northwest, police have seized illegal or illicit, rather, cigarettes worth 4.5 million rand in Brits. Led by the National Counterfeit Goods Unit, supported by Crime Intelligence and the SA Revenue Service, the operation resulted in the arrest of three Bangladeshi nationals. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
While primarily focused on combating illicit mining, these members also target other criminal activities within the provinces. We remain committed to dismantling the illegal trade of counterfeit and illicit goods, which pose risks to consumers, harm legitimate businesses, and undermine the country's economy.
And abroad, for foreign hikers who had been missing for days in a mountainous area of the central Philippines have been rescued this morning. Their rescue comes a day after two companions were found safe. The six-man group, which included German, British, Russian and Canadian nationals, had set out 4 days ago for what was meant to be a four-hour excursion, but got lost in fog. Your top story this hour. The search for a Durban woman who went missing during heavy rains and flooding almost a month ago has again yielded no results. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za under the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.